This is the Iowa Business Report Thursday edition, presented by Advance Iowa, leading successful business, innovation, growth, and transitions. More at advanceiowa.com and search for Advance Iowa on LinkedIn and Facebook. All of those help wanted signs around the state show that we have jobs that need to be filled. New data suggests why we're having a hard time connecting potential workers with jobs. Peter Komendowski is executive director of the Partnership for a Healthy Iowa.
COVID's taught us something, but not the least of which, with the problems we're seeing, accelerated the problems we've had to the point where we have to deal with them now. And when it really comes down to solving problems amongst people, it often is with people, face-to-face. Talking to your kids, talking to your teachers, talking to your elected officials. If you feel something, don't push a button, don't blog it, don't Facebook it. Connect with a human being. So if technology connects you with people, fantastic. But if it takes you off into that abyss of just pushing buttons and looking at screens, we need to be careful, because that's sort of what got us here. It's a great tool. I talk about it. It's like a hammer. Hammer can build a house, or I can hit you in the head with it. Not so benevolent. Let's build houses with this technology. Let's take people to the moon. Let's give kids dreams to be astronauts or anything else. Let's not shatter those dreams by stuffing them in this abyss of disassociated sort of traveling through this virtual space whose only interest is to capture their eyes, attention, and whatever money they can get out of their lives to keep their businesses alive. Fortunately, kids growing up today, the younger children, are seeing it. They're going to be our best proponents for changing the future.
More on the topic on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented by Advance Iowa. More at advanceiowa.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.